So, beginning of human civilization is this Varnasram Dharma. The Vedic system is Varnasram Dharma. The people known as Hindus in the world, the Hindu is a term given by the Mohammedans from Indus. Indus River is there, now it is in Pakistan. So, people beyond the Indus River, the Mohammedans in Arabia and other countries, they pronounce H as S as H. Instead of Hindu, they used to pronounce it as Hindu. So people living, crossing the river, Indus or Hindus, they were called Hindus. Otherwise, this Hindu term is not seen in any Vedic literature. The real meaning is the people who observe the Varnasram Dharma, four varnas and four ashrams. Four varna means Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra. And below the Shudras, they are called Chandalas, Panchama, fifth grade, less than the Shudras. That natural division is there everywhere. Brahmana means the most intellectuals, most intelligent person. Intelligent means one who knows, who has got sufficient knowledge. So Brahmana means he has got sufficient knowledge even up to the understanding of the absolute truth. Brahma janati iti brahma. So that is first class men, Brahman. The intellectuals or very intelligent class of men, there are everywhere, all over the world. You may call them Brahmana or not, but a class of men, very intelligent, that is available in every part of the world. So Brahmana means the intelligent class of men. And Kshatriya means they're less than the Brahmana. And Vaishyas means less than the Kshatriyas, and Shudras less than all of them. It is a question of intelligence. The Chaturvarnam Maya system, Krishna says, these four Varnas are created by me. So anything created by God, that is not monopoly for any class of men or for any country. Just like the sun is created by God. The sun is a thing which is enjoyed by all parts of the world. But there are countries, Western countries, where sun is not visible, covered by the clouds. Any country, any part of the world, which is covered by cloud and the sun is not visible, according to Shastra, such country is condemned. Because although the sun shine is there, but certain condition, they cannot enjoy the sunshine. Therefore, from the Western countries, when people come to this country, especially in India, when they see from the Arabian Sea bright sunshine, they very much become astonished how nice sunshine is here. The sunshine is a property for everyone. But according to intelligence or according to fortune, they enjoy it. The Brahminical culture also, similarly, it is just like sunshine. It is meant for everyone. But the people must be intelligent enough to take it. Unfortunately, this system, although India was observing very rigidly, now it is slackened. All practically means we have lost our Brahminical culture, the Chaturvarnam Maya system. This is due to the influence of Kali Yuga, Kalau Shudra Sammabha. In the Kali Yuga, practically everyone is a Shudra or less than Shudra. Less than Shudra is called Chandala. Shudras, sometimes Shudras also eat meat. But the less than Shudras, they have no discrimination. They eat even dogs. The dog eaters are described in the Shastra. Sapata. Sva means dog. And pacha means Patyanti, cook. But Krishna Pāsa's death is so nice. It is said in the Shastra. Ahovato sapachoki gariyaṁ jajjit-bhādre nāmatubhaṁ. Even a sapach, janda, dog eaters, if he learns from the spiritual master how to chant Hare Krishna mantra, he is Gariyan, he is glorified. In another place also, Sapocho, Chandalo ki Vijay Shrestha, mean bhakti parayana? He means chandala. He becomes greater than a Brahmin, provided he becomes a devotee of the Lord. Hari bhakti parayana. So ordinarily, when people are not on the standard of Bhagavad Bhakti, devotees of the Lord, there is division of the society. There must be. Otherwise things cannot go on. In the shastras we find that there is division even in my body. The brain division, the hand division, or the arms division, the belly division, and the leg division. The brain division is the Brahmin. And the arm division is the Kshatriya. Gives you protection. As soon as somebody is going to attack you, immediately, automatically, you spread your hand. Kshatriya. Khat means injury. In Hindi it is called khatra. So, khatrayate. The khatriya's business is one who can save you from being injured by others. That is khatriya. And brahmana means the intelligent class. As in the body, the brain is also required, the hand is also required, the belly is also required, and the leg is also required. Although, the activities of the leg is not so important than the activity of the brain. Comparatively studying, the brain is most important part of the body, the head. If you cut the head of a man, then in spite of possessing the arms, belly and legs, he is dead man. But if you cut the head or the leg, he can live. And the brain can work. This is an example. Similarly, when the society is divided nicely in these four divisions, the Brahminical culture, the Kshatriya culture, the Vaishya culture, and the Shudra culture. Brahminical culture means people should learn how to speak truth, Satya, Sama, how to control the mind, how to control the senses, sattva, sama, dama, titikha, how to become tolerant, ajava, how to become simple in life, how to become clean, how to acquire knowledge, and how to practically apply the knowledge in daily life. Jnanam vijnanam, astikam, and astika means full faith in the Vedic literature. That is called astika. Astika generally is salt. It's clean. So, if one has full faith and full knowledge in Vedas, he becomes theist. If he has no sufficient knowledge in the Vedas, he becomes atheist. So, just like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Vedana Maniya Buddha Hoiva Nasti. The Buddhists, they did not accept the authority of the Vedas. Therefore, they are called Nasti or atheist. That is the definition. That if you do not accept the authority of the Vedas, then you become atheist. So, the Brahminical, one of the Brahminical qualifications is how to live under the Vedic civilization. That is Brahman. Similarly, Kshatriya, Teja, Shaudya, very powerful, and Kshatriya will never go away from the battlefield. Kshatriya's business is in the battlefield, either to become victorious or lay down land. That is Kshatriya. He is not coming back from the battlefield without being victorious. No. That is Kshatriya. Not like Kshatriya, therefore they are in charge of the government. Nowadays, the Kshatriyas, they do not go to the government. Practically, there is no Kshatriya. That is stated in the Shastras. Asahaskrita kriyahina mlechha rajam narupina. Mlechha. They have no left Kshatriya qualification. Mlechha, unclean. Mlechha means unclean, without any Vedic culture. They are called mlechha. Anyone, it does not mean that any particular class of man is called mlechha. Anyone who is unclean and does not abide by the injunction of the Vedas, they are called mlechha yamana. That is the Shastrita. So, Krishna says, for the upkeep of the society, there must be this cultural division of the society, namely varna and ashram. But at the present moment, people do not know what is the aim of life. They do not know. Nati vibhu sāpsatatiṁ hi viṣṇu durāśayādi bahirattvamāni andhāja-khāndhai rupaniyamāna steti satantra urudāni badhyā. Urudāni badhyā. Steti satantra urudāni badhyā andhāja-khāndhai rupaniyamāna. People, and because the Vedic culture is lost, the system of Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya is no longer existing, neither there is training. One politician, minister in Calcutta, he came to see me and was asked, why there is chaotic condition? And the simple reason is, there is no, the Chaturvarna system is lost. Practically, without any Brahminical culture, Kshatriya culture, people remain as Shudras, the fourth class men, or fifth class men. So unless there are first class men, second class men, at least third class men, only fourth class, fifth class, sixth class men, how they can conduct? That is not possible. Therefore, it is enjoined. The Chaturvarnamaya system, this division of the society must be observed. Educational institutions, there should be. But the education, just like in university, there are different departments. Medical department, engineering department, or biological, and so many psychological, chemical, physical, there are so many departments. But there is no department, Brahminical, Kshatriyakal, or Vaishya, nothing. Because they do not know what is the aim of life. They are simply interested with the bodily comforts of life. That's all. Never mind what is our next life what kind of life we are going to, but there is the biggest fact. Therefore we have to study Bhagavad Gita very seriously. The beginning of Bhagavad Gita, it is said by Krishna, tatādhyāntara-prāhi. There is dhyānta. After leaving this body, I have to accept another body. Tatādhyāntara-prāhi, bhīvastatva-namayīnti. Bhīva means those who are sober, intelligent. They know that what is death. That means giving up this body and accepting another, transmigration of the soul. That is death. The dhīra sattva namayi. The dhīra who is garnet, he knows. But others, adhīra, there are two classes of men. Dhīra and adhīra. Adhīra means not control. Animals. There's an animal cannot control. The human being is gradually coming to the platform of the animals because they are being conducted on the bodily concept of life. Vishnātma buddhi kunapi tithātuke sadhit kalatrāt subhavajjadhi ca tīrtha buddhi salile natarhite saiva gopham. Anyone who is thinking that I am this body, jatnātma buddhi, kunape, kunape means this bad, tridhātuke, a papavitta pāyu. Am I this body? A first-class intelligent man is composed of this body. What is the composition? The blood, bone, flesh, muscle, soul, urine. Does it mean a first-class man is composition of these ingredients? But foolish people are taking their bodily conception of life. No. Tathādhyāntara-prāpti. Devīlasmīn-tathādhyā. This is the first understanding of knowledge. But people do not understand that within the body there is soul. They are so poor. Therefore, they have been describing this Hatha, Sayava Gopham. This class of men, they are no better than the cows and the asses. So you cannot become happy in the assembly of some animals. Therefore, people are so much disturbed at the present moment. There is no sober life, zero. If you want peaceful life in the society, then you must accept this program, Chātutbandhaṁ Mayādhuṣṭhaṁ. There must be Brahminikam class of men, Kshatriya class of men, Vaiśya class of men. The Vaiśya, generally do you understand Vaiśya means the mercantile class of men? No. At the present moment, the so-called Vaiśyas are Śūdras, less than Śūdras. Why? The Vaiśya's business is fishing gaurakṣābānityam Vaiśya padma svabhāva. The Vaiśyas must be engaged in producing food grains. But they are not interested. They are interested in opening factories for bolts and nuts and tires. Goodwill tires. Goodyear tires. Now eat tire and bolt nuts. Now you cannot eat. You have to eat rice. And rice is 10 rupees per kilo. That's all. Because now Vaiśya is producing food grain. This is the defect. They don't see the defect. They simply howling, bawling. Oh, it has increased price. Why not increase price? There are millions of people in Bombay city who is producing food there, but they are known as Vaiśya. What kind of Vaiśya? There is no Brahminical culture. There is no brain. There is no Kshatriya
who can give you protection. There are so many defects. So, if you want to remodel your life, the society, the human society, nationally or internationally, everything is open here internationally, then you have to take to the advice of Krishna. This is the purpose of Krishna consciousness movement, wholesale thorough overhauling of the human society. We have not manufactured anything, concocted things. It is very scientific. If you actually want to fulfill the mission of your life, then you have to get to the advice of Bhagavad Gita. Very scientific. And spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Without any defects. If I speak something, there may be so many defects, because I am imperfect. Every one of us is imperfect. We commit mistakes to any human. There is no human being who can say boldly that I never committed any mistake. That is not for you. You must commit mistakes. And sometimes we are illusion, pramana, that we are all. Because we are accepting this body as I am, which I am not. This is called pramana. Brahm pramana. Then vipralisha. I have got Brahm. I commit mistake. I am bewildered. I am illusion. Still, I am taking the position of teacher. That is cheating. If you are defective, if you have got so many defects in your life, how you can become teacher? You are a cheater. Nobody is teacher. Teacher. Because without being perfect, how you can become teacher? So this is going on. And the last defect is that my senses are imperfect. I cannot see properly. I cannot smell properly. I cannot touch properly. So many defects. Just for example, I am seeing the sun every day, but I am seeing just like a disc. But it is 1400,000 times bigger than we are. So shastra sarkushyat, therefore you must see through this shastra, not with these eyes. Just like they say sometimes, can you show me God? Have you seen God? Well, can you see God? You cannot see even the sun properly. How can you see God? Why you are proud of your eyes so much? If you cannot see even material object, and you cannot see even the spirit, soul, you are seeing daily your father. And when a father dies, you cry, oh, my father is gone. Well, your father is lying here. How do you say your father is gone? No father is gone. You know, how it is gone? Then he is dead. And how is dead? That means you are seeing your father so many years, but you did not see who is your father. Now he cries, now my father is gone. Well, where is gone? He's there, lying on the floor. So just see how much defective our eyes. I am seeing the body of the father and I am thinking he is my father. Saiva Gokara. Ass and cow. The seeing of the ass and cow. In this way we are defective. How we can guide the people? How we can become teacher? How we can become leader? Andhada Khandri Rupaniya Mana. They andha. I am andha, blind, and I try to lead others andhas. Therefore, there must be chaos. This will not help us. We must see through the eyes of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. We must study Bhagavad Gita perfectly well. how to read. Evam parampara prāptam. Through the disciplic succession. As Krishna said, you have to accept that teaching through the disciplic succession, not concocted meanings. I am a very good scholar. I passed my BSc or MSc or MA. I can comment on Bhagavad Gita in my own way. That is rascal. That is not understanding of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita means you must understand what Krishna says. That is understand. But generally it is done, kill Krishna. There was no Krishna, there is no battlefield, there is no Mahabharata. I have my concoction about Krishna. This kind of commentary and understanding of Bhagavad Gita has spoiled the whole world. Therefore, in the Western countries, so many Swamis and Yogis went there and they misrepresented Bhagavad Gita. Of course, everyone knows in the Western country Bhagavad Gita. Every institution, every gentleman, learned man, knows that there is a nice book, Bhagavad Gita. But they read these faulty commentaries, they cannot understand. Now we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, and they are now understanding what is real Bhagavad Gita. And therefore they are now devotees. For the last 200 years, so many Swamis and Yogis went there and talked about Bhagavad Gita. Not a single person became a devotee of Krishna. Now you find thousands. Why? The Bhagavad Gita is being accepted as it is. This is the secret of this Krishna consciousness movement. So, our only request is that if you want happiness, if you want to prosper, make your life successful, you must read Bhagavad Gita thoroughly. As it is. As Krishna says, don't try to misinterpret. Krishna means this, and Pandava means this, and this means this. Don't make this foolish rascal. Take as it is, Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says that matta paradarang nanna kinti jasti aham mahadhi devana. Chatudvarnam maya sishtam. Here it is said. Krishna says, chatudvarnam maya sishtam. You cannot cancel the system of varnasam. Then you'll suffer. You cannot cancel. You must accept that there must be a class of men real Brahman. Not that I am born in a Brahmin family and I am doing the work of a cobbler, still I am a Brahman. No, not like that. Kula karma vibhagata. Krishna never says the Brahmin is born in a Brahmin family. Yet it is clearly said, chaturvarnam maya sishtam guna karma vibhagata. Guna means quality. As you purchase something, that it is good quality, nice quality. Similarly, you should accept a Brahmana, a Kshatriya, a Vaishya, a Shudra by the quality and by the work. Not only that, just like you qualify yourself as a lawyer, but you do not practice, so we'll call you lawyer. Nobody will call. But if you are qualified and if you are practicing, everyone will say, okay, sir. He'll go, people will go to consult with you. But if you do not practice, simply have passed and legal examination, nobody will come to you. Two things are required. The Brahminical qualities and work like a Brahmin. These two things must be, if you are born in a Brahmin family and you are all blessing to you. Oh, what power you have got to bless me? You are not in quality, not in work. But people accept it. Panditji. What kind of Panditji? Pandita. Pandita means one who knows. Like in Bhagavad Gita says, Pandita samadarshana. Vidya vinaya brahmani. Gavi hastini. Suniti to saprathita. Pandita samadarshana. So this is the Pandit definition of Pandit. Not this rascal Pandit, that rascal Pandit. Pandit means one who has attained the spiritual platform. That is called Pandit. Pandita samadarshana. Vidyavinaya brahman. A learned brahman. A govi, a cow. Hastini, an elephant. Sunit means chandra. Sunit means dog. And sapa, those who are dog eaters. Chandra. Pandita samadarshana. How is that? Pandit has become mad. That he is seeing the Brahmin, learned Brahmin, and a chandra, and a cow, everything on the same platform. How? But because he is not seeing this body. He is seeing the soul. That is Pandit. Otherwise, how will Pandita Samadhar? He is not madman. Those who are advanced in education, learn it. They see that everyone is living entity, part and parcel of God. He is under condition now. So, let him be awakened. Uttishtata, jātrata, prāpta parāni bodha. This is Pandit business. To educate. Get back. The human being, one who has got the spiritual knowledge, it is the business of the Pandit to educate him. Uttishtata, jātrata, prāpta parāni bodha. You have got now this human body. In the animal body, you could not understand. What is spirit, soul, what is God? Now you have got the opportunity. Uttishtata, now, get up. Prasavarani bodha. We have got this opportunity to understand. Adhata brahmadijnasa. Now, it is your opportunity to inquire about jivasya tattva jignasa. These are the instructions in the Vedic literature. Tattva jignasa. The human life is only meant for tattva jignasa, to understand the absolute truth. And that requires brahminical culture, not the dull brain of sudras and chandalas. They cannot understand. Therefore, there must be institution to educate a brahmin, to educate kshatriya. That is required. If you don't do it, if you simply produce sudras, bolt manufacturers, technicians, then how can we have sudras? This is the business of the sudra. This is not business of brahmana. You keep sudras, but there must be brahmana also. Just like leg is also required, the brain is also required. You cut the leg, simply keep the bread, that is also defective, and if you cut off the bread, then everything is finished. This is going on. There is no brahmana. There is no kshatriya. There is no vaishya, only shudras. So how you can be happy? Therefore, it is very essential to understand this verse. Chaturvarna, tell a class of men. Everyone requires. There is intelligent class of men. But their brain is being misused, and intelligent man is being taught technology. To how to manufacture machine. This is Sudra's business. This is Sudra's business. Misuse, brain misuse. There must be university where brain is properly utilized. Here is a child, or here is a boy. Let's go to intelligence, training as Brahma. Let's that, training as Kshatriya, training as Vaishya. Everything is there in the whole world. There is no difficult. See, if you actually want happiness, prosperity of the society, not only of this society, but all human society. They must accept this Krishna consciousness movement, and then they will be happy. Thank you very much.